This is Eretz Pod, the podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timeless Torah insights and timely reflections on the Parsha. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
In Shlishi of Parshas Kitisa, Moshe Rabbeinu asks the first of two questions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first question is, God, he says, Imna matzasi chein beinecha, hodieni na et divrachecha. If I find favor in your eyes, let me know your ways. V'edoacha, and through that I will know you. Leman emtza chein beinecha, that I find chein, twice. Let me know your ways. In Revi, the next aliyah, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Kondesasa chein beinai," and then Moshe Rabbeinu asks the second question, and he says, "Vayomar, hareini na et kvodecha." I have another question. I want you to show me your glory. Now, the order of the questions is hodieni not derachecha. Show me your ways. Let me know your ways. There's a variable called chein that comes in. Grace, favor. And the second question is to know the glory of God. Now, these psukim, the Rambam discusses in the first perek of Mishneh Torah. And if you follow the order of the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, then you'll see that he says the Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know God as he is. He wanted to know the kavod of God. And only then does God tell him the derech of God, the ways of God. So the Rambam reverses the order. Very, very strange. The Mefarshim all ask the question. In the Guide for the Perplexed, the Rambam actually seemingly addressing the question a number of years later, the Rambam says that actually Moshe's first question was the second question, but it was asked first. The Rambam, it's very strange. But in any case, what we find according to the Rambam, right, and the Psukim says, Hareini no'et kvodecha, you can't look at my face, as it were. You can't know me. But what can you know? You can know my ways. What are the ways of God? The ways of God are Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum, V'chanun, Erech Apayim. These ways of God, God's mercy exhibited in the world, God's chanun exhibited in the world. Those are the ways that we can know how God acts in the world, and therefore, and this is the main point here, people. The main point is not a philosophical point. The main point is that we are being told here that this is the way that we shall be. This is a man can be chanun, and a man can be rachum. And when we are that way, we will behave in a certain way. And this is so important that this forms the basis of the final and magnificent chapter of the Guide for the Perplexed. That we should act in a particular way. Now, I just want to say something. When we ask God for things, when we ask God for things, what's the first thing that we say? What is the first thing that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? You did it this morning, no?
Knowledge.
Knowledge. Ata chonein la'adam dat. And that word chonein echoes, I'm sure, in you what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as it were, chanun. Ata chonein. Right? You are chonein la'adam dat. Chaneinu me'idcha. Okay? Show us that aspect of chanun. Gentlemen, but if the meaning of these shloshesrei, these 13 aspects of God is, as lahalacha it is, not simply an idea, but this is the way we should be. This is what we should be doing in the world. We should be rachum and we should be chanun. And the first thing we ask of God is to be in the world of asking of God. Atach chonein, choneinu me'itcha dea bina v'haskel. Give us wisdom, let us understand things. And if we understand things, hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha, we will come back to the Torah. The Torah is at God's distinct chanun that we as Jews understand. And we ask for. So to be godlike means that we too should be chanun. And to be chanun in a godlike manner means first and foremost in terms of a Jewish life to impart the wisdom and the values of Torah to others. Gentlemen, I know that you don't think you're the Vilna Gaon. I know you don't think you're the Rambam. But Nebuch, what can we do? In a world of tremendous ignorance, you guys have suddenly been elevated. You know, people don't know anything. And you're all elevated because you know something. You know how to read a pasuk. You know how to read a Mishnah. Or you know how to struggle through a Mishnah. I don't know if I'll be here when the MTA, when the guys arrive, okay? So I usually talk to them, but I want to say something to you. You guys, you know something, you know more than they know. The one thing you should know already is the value of studying Torah. And knowing that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has favored you to some degree, with knowledge of Torah and knowledge of God. The knowledge here for you to exhibit is that you have upon yourself an achrayut, a responsibility, and an opportunity to be godlike. If you sit down with these guys and you learn with them, if you sit down and you show how learning is important to you, if you say, I was you only a few months ago, and I'm beginning to understand why I'm here and what I can get, and how transient and fast time is and how quickly it goes, use your time well. If you can say that to them, hopefully because you've begun to say it to yourself, then you are godlike. And to be godlike, to bring back to the Torah, is to be chanun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the wisdom to know what we're saying and know what we're davening for. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. You can dedicate and sponsor an episode by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. Leave us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others to find us. We really appreciate your support, and thank you for learning with us.